where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A five-month-long drug trafficking investigation has led to the arrest of an 18-year-old. Sarnia police say 270 grams of fentanyl worth just under $50,000 was seized from a De Pere Street home back in August. Roderick Eugene Brissett was taken into custody Monday and charged with possession of a Scheduled I substance for the purpose of trafficking and storing ammunition in a careless manner. He was being held in custody and is set to appear for a bail hearing on Friday. While we're still feeling the pinch of high grocery bills, there are programs available to try and squeeze savings where possible. Real Canadian Superstore manager Mandy Robertson says programs range from collecting PC Optimum points, price matching, and using the Flash Food app. Although individual stores don't set their own pricing, Robertson says she does hear questions and concerns about high costs. She says they're trying their best to keep prices low within their control.
You know, I think we do our best to put signage up to kind of draw customers' attention to sales and items that show them kind of the savings. And we're talking about like the points offers and our flash sales.
Robertson was the guest speaker during Tuesday's Kiwanis Club of Sarnia Lambton Golden K meeting. The Rotary Club of Sarnia's first ever murder mystery night brought in $40,000. The fundraiser featured actors from Theater Sarnia at DeGroote's Nurseries February 9th. The money will go toward new nonprofit housing. Habitat for Humanity Sarnia Lambton is getting geared up for its signature event of 2024. Coldest Night of the Year returns to Sarnia Bay on Saturday, February 24th, and residents can take part in a 2-kilometer or 5-kilometer walk. The nationwide campaign supports charitable organizations and allows participants to gain a better understanding of what it's like to be out on the streets during the winter months. Event coordinator Angela Kirkland says they're hoping to bring in at least $65,000 with the help from the community.
That will support the building of 2 homes here in Sarnia this year. And the goal that we reached last year of $55,000 is supporting the project that's underway right now at Emma Street.
Kirkland is hopeful the homes currently being built on Gray Crescent will be completed in time for the families to move in by Christmas. Those wishing to take part in the coldest night of the year can register online. A link will be posted on our website. And there were smiles all around as thousands of Valentine's Day cards were distributed today. The Lambton County Library said 2,635 Valentines were collected from patrons during its initiative this year. The cards have been shared with the residents of 3 long-term care homes operated by the county and those who attended the county's 4 adult day programs. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of +1. Cloudy tonight, a low of -5 with an overnight wind chill of -11. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.